Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Charles Massimo is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. He's a retirement and wealth management expert. He's the president and the founder of CJM Fiscal Management. He works with people and companies, small companies, just like yours and mine, to help us to hold on to the pennies that we save and to grow them into dollars as much as possible. And he's here to talk. First thing we're going to talk about is a little bit of wealth building, a little bit of retirement. Charles, welcome to the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Charles, we did a poll on my website and in my newsletter about a month or so ago, and we asked people about their retirement plans. We said, okay, if you're a small business owner, what are your retirement plans? 40% of our respondents said that they were currently funding a retirement plan, meaning a 401, KEO, IRA, something like that. We didn't care. Do you have anything? And they said 40% said yes. The other 60% were split between, I have a plan, but I can't afford to fund it. The only plan I have is I expect my business to be my retirement. And the third one was, I have no plan. So 40% funding, 60% really not funding. What do you think?
Yeah, that's typical of what we hear around the country, and I would say with the 40% of people, you know, I would even dig down even further to say, well, really, how much have you already funded, and do you think that's going to suffice?
Is it enough
into retirement?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 60% say that are split, and some that are using their business as their retirement vehicle. I would also caution to make sure they have a plan behind that. I mean, what's the value of the business? And again, is how are you going to realize that value? Have you put a plan in place to actually remove the assets from the business to fund your retirement?
Right, and don't delude yourself into thinking that, you know, every small business at some point in time in their business gets the idea that one of these days somebody's going to buy their business. And guess what the magic sale price is? Charles, $1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many times when I was a consultant all those years, I don't know how many times I've had people tell me, try to get me to help them sell their business. I said, well, what do you want for it? $1 million.
Yeah. And, you know, we have so many.
It might be worth $1,500.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and to that point, if your plan is truly to use your business to offset your retirement, well, unless you have a true valuation of what that business is truly worth, instead of waking up one morning and say, I'm going to sell my business today and then go try and sell it. I mean, look at the housing market today. Try to sell your house if you decide to do it today. Business is no different.
Right, exactly. So talk to us, now that we've sort of set the table about the expectations, about what the reality is, what do we do about this? How do we get something in motion?
Well, I think to get it in motion, first you need to realize this is a major issue. I mean, with all of us living longer and longer, with things costing more and more money, we need to really sit down and say, this is a serious issue. Despite what we hear around us with all the fear and concern about the markets, really the only place or the only vehicle that's been able to support a lengthy retirement has been the stock market. So I think most people need to sit down and understand, right, how do I develop a prudent plan that's going to help me get through the rest of my life and make sure that I don't lose the purchasing power to survive throughout retirement.
How many of your people your clients have come to you and said, Charles, I have no confidence in the long-term value of the stocks that you've helped me acquire?
Yeah, we hear that. I've been doing this 22 years. I've heard it for 22 years.
Yeah, and it's been true for 22 years. It wasn't true 30 years ago or 40 years ago, but it's been true for the last 20 years.
Well, I think the perception maybe has been true, but the reality of the way stock prices have appreciated have probably not been true. When I look at clients 22 years ago versus today, you know, how much money they've been able to make in the market. Again, if they develop a prudent strategy based on their needs and concerns.
But that's more today. It's more likely to be a trading strategy and not an investing strategy, isn't it?
Well, not really. I would tend to coach our clients or any investor out there that you think about it, if you're going to retire at 60, you probably have 30 years ahead of you to live.
Yeah,
you don't.
Right.
I mean, so I think you need to think about an investment strategy that's going to get you through the next 30 years of your lifetime.
Right. But today that's not a buy and hold strategy as much, is it?
Oh no, I disagree wholeheartedly.
Okay, good.
I mean,
good.
With the volatility in this day-to-day market, it would be very difficult not to have a buy-and-hold strategy because every day you'll pick up a paper, every day you'll read something, you hear something that'll panic you into selling.
Right.
And fear is the worst thing for an investor.
Yep.
And it's
well, there are people out there who make a living off the retail investors' fears. What do you recommend? What give us some specifics that we should think about focusing on?
Sure. Well, again, I would focus on the
ETFs. I mean, ETFs.
Sorry.
ETFs.
Well, along those lines, I would focus on the things we can control. So, one, yes, I'm a big believer in building globally, broadly diversified portfolios. You know, our portfolio such as ours, we own 12,000 stocks in 25 countries.
Mm-hmm.
The way you minimize risk is you diversify it away.
Right.
So if we see a client that says they own five stocks, they may be five of the greatest stocks in the world, but that's not diversification.
When I own five stocks, they're always the worst ones.
So the first thing I would say is for an investor to understand what it means to build globally diversified portfolios, and one of the best ways to do it, or a few of the best ways to do it, is either through ETFs, as you mentioned, or through broad-based index funds, which are also the least expensive.
Right. The ETFs are more less expensive than mutual funds to manage, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, mutual funds have some of the biggest hidden fees buried in these funds that investors really should be aware of.
So how do we? But there's so many ETFs these days. How do we know which ones to choose? How do we pick and choose? Do we need help with that?
Well, sure. Well, again, my philosophy is, again, it's only my opinion, that you build a market capitalization portfolio. And basically what I mean by that, right now the United States is approximately 40% of the world market capitalization. So the first thing I would do is have a portfolio that's about 40% U.S. stocks.
Right.
But
right.
Don't overweight. You know, so many people come to us and say we own 100% U.S. stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that bias is going to work against them.
Right.
So you want to look at how the world market capitalization, and you really want to have some U.S., you want to have some Europe,
but no Greece, though, right?
Well, Greece is such a small part of the world market capitalization.
I'm teasing, Charles. Give us your website quickly.
You're right.
Website quickly, Charles.
CJMFiscal.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.